This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Is Stefon Diggs a diva? Is he perceived to be a diva? Did that matter when it came to the Texans making a trade for Stefon Diggs? He was asked, he being Nick Caserio, Texans GM, Nick Caserio was asked by Jason Bristol of KHOU yesterday about the perception of Stefon Diggs being a diva.
There is a label, or people say, oh, he's a diva. And the fact that we haven't heard from Stefon yet, is that a Stefon thing, or is that a football ops thing?
Yeah, number one, I don't even know what that definition means. So if someone can define that for me, again, like, we're not worried about, you know, again, worried about what a player does when he walks in our building. So we do our research. We talk to our players. We talk to other players all the time. We talk to our players, you know, as an example, like a lot of the guys are in the draft. And you know, we talk to those players, hey, what are your thoughts about so-and-so? What is your experience with him? So, and we do our research, and then ultimately, D'Amico and I sit and talk, and if we feel comfortable with the decision, then we go ahead and make the decision. I think it's unfair to label anybody until they actually have an opportunity to walk in the building.
Yeah. So there's two things that Nick Caserio does not know the definition of. Bigger names they signed
That's
in
right.
free agency.
That's
and
right.
And the word diva.
According to Oxford,
I knew this was
the definition of diva that I felt fit the best. Merriam-Webster's was kind of trash. It was a self-important person who is temperamental and difficult to please.
Mm.
Typically used of a woman, it says in parentheses. Which I do. I always feel like there's a little bit of extra jab when you call wide receivers diva, because I feel like you're almost kind of making like a feminine insult almost.
Yeah, a little
so
bit.
So people are trying to really stick it to him. But a self-important person who is temperamental and difficult to please. Has that been the reputation of one Stefon Diggs? I feel like it's safe to say that, yes, that has been his
reputation. Yeah, I think so.
He forced his way out of Minnesota quite publicly. Like, just a show, talked, like, was publicly agitated, and now forced his way out of Buffalo by being publicly or cryptically agitated. So, and not to mention, people on his own team have said, like, hey, sometimes Stefon just needs some Stefon time.
Yeah.
He just needs some attention. So, yeah, I think he's a diva. He's a flat-out diva. Now, the question is, as Nick says multiple times in this press conference, you don't really know somebody until they walk in the building, and you don't make prejudgments about them.
Yep.
I think that the one-year deal goes to address a lot of the potential problems, and I think that it's something that, like, Nick and D'Amico 100% definitely talked about at length, but
oh, yeah.
They feel like
dumb.
It's a manageable risk right now. Yeah,
yeah. They're not dumb.
Yeah, they're not David Culley coming in here and being like, oh, I've never heard of such a thing, or what, like, you know, I didn't even know that there was such an issue.
Yeah.
Nick is saying it a little bit, but it's more of a way just to get the question off of him.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think, look, they're bringing him in. The trade to bring in Stefon Diggs, to me, is about two things. It's the ability to get supreme playmaking at a pretty cheap price, if we're being honest. Like, a team with cap space, you can absorb that contract, especially if it's just 1 year, and you did it for what essentially amounts to a pick swap of 23 and 42. And number two, you feel like whatever comes with the Stefon Diggs package negatively is something that you've got plenty of cushion on the wall for that. You know what I mean? Like, it's one thing you bring a guy in and he's got bad balance and the walls are all concrete and have knives sticking out of them. It's another thing if he's got bad balance and the walls are all padded. He's going to be just fine. Like, he's, yeah. You know, like he... There are plenty of buffers for Stephon Diggs in this locker room that I think are going to keep him, straight and narrow long enough for him to make the impact they want him to make for this football team.
It's like all the Sean. There were a lot of soldiers in Vietnam that had heroin issues because it was there, it was available, and it was not a fun place to be. So a lot of people turned to heroin, and it was a really big concern that, like, man, we're going to have all these veterans that are addicted to heroin when we get back to the States.
Right.
Turns out when they went back to their old environments and weren't in, you know, danger of being shot, and heroin wasn't easily available
over the counter. Heroin wasn't
a lot of these heroin habits and addictions just kind of dried up. It was a concern, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't nearly what they thought it was going to be. Basically, Buffalo may have just been like an opium den, you know. And,
yes.
But now you bring him to Houston,
right?
And it's more like it's an Alcoholics Anonymous
he
meeting.
He is, and he can go play pickleball or something like that. Do something productive in his off time instead of shooting
heroin. You don't have to
worry
about the old things popping up. It's a better environment.
Great analogy. Yes, I like that.
Sure.
Here was Cody Stutz asked this question of Nick: what goes into discussions with another team trading for someone like Stephon Diggs?
What goes into a discussion with another team trading for a player like Stephon Diggs? How do you guys kind of arrive at that decision?
Yeah, Cody, I'd say I talk to a lot of different teams at different points of the year. So I think we're always open-minded and just trying to look at opportunities that may or may not exist. I would say that was something like I don't think we were really anticipating. But, you know, I think I had some conversations at different points and ultimately it was able to come to fruition, and we felt that, you know, it made sense for us to pursue. So, I'd say we talked to a lot of teams about a lot of different things at different points. You know, hopefully, you know, Steph can come in here, and Steph's been a productive player, so if we can come in and help our team in some capacity.
All right, so yeah, that's would you rather have Stephon Diggs for what they got Stephon Diggs for, or Keenan Allen for that third round pick in 2025 on this team? Given that their contracts end up being about the same thing, like Keenan Allen had 1 year left at $18 million, you're getting Stephon Diggs at a year for 20-something million.
I think Keenan Allen, there's a better chance that he sticks around for a couple of years, 3 years, maybe ages really well. You know, he started to have some injury issues, so maybe that's a pie in the sky dream. But I felt like there would have been more of a chance for a long term relationship with Keenan Allen, where I think that with Stephon Diggs, maybe he ends up coming back again next year, but I feel like it would be on a 1 year contract.
Yeah.
So that's the, if I had to choose, I guess I would choose that. It's not saying I'm still very, very excited about the Stephon Diggs presence and everything.
I think Diggs is the better player right now than, and I know I think he's the more explosive player right now than Keenan Allen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you get that. You're right. This might be more of like, oh my God, you know, like it's, I'm in this relationship, you know, like, hey man. Sex
Where's
is really
Keenan
good
Allen?
For a year, but this thing's not long-term. Keenan Allen, you know, sex is all right, but he also, you know, cooks a mean lasagna and all those other things, you know?
Yeah, gets along with your mother.
Right.
Important stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think, where would Keenan Allen rather be?
Chicago or here? I would think here, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I would think here. I would think anybody'd rather be here than Chicago for many reasons.
Because even though, I mean, he'll get excited about Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
And everything, but it's just, you just never know. It's just, you've got more of a, you've got just obviously more of a track record with CJ.
I think, and my guess is Keenan Allen probably rather be in either place than in the, than with the Chargers. You know, I think Harbaugh is going to get that thing turned around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Something new. You know, Keenan Allen's been there forever and they haven't done anything. You know, sometimes experiencing something new. I'm glad
Especially
we have
Diggs. When, you know, it can be tricky too, man. When the new coach comes in, he wants to establish his new culture, and sometimes there's almost a, like, coaches, they try not for it to be this way, but sometimes they've almost got a grudge against some of the veterans who are already there because they feel like they've been infected with the stank.
Yes.
And like there is almost, it's like a kid whose older brother was a bad kid in high school, and the vice principal is just waiting for you, like, your older brother was a jerk and a delinquent, so the vice principal's got it out for you, and he's just waiting for you to screw up.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you know, he catches you 30 seconds late for class, and in his mind, yep, yep, chip off the old block, detention for you.
Yes.
I feel like sometimes there's that effect. So Keenan Allen, it might be better just for him to get a fresh start.
Well, and go somewhere where you're wanted. That's a great point. Yeah. Like, I don't know if Keenan Allen wanted to stay in L.A., but you know who clearly didn't want Keenan Allen to stay in L.A. to some degree was Jim Harbaugh, or else they wouldn't have traded. And they traded him for a fourth-round pick, and I know they had major cap issues.
Clear salary, yeah.
Yeah, they had major cap. But if you want to keep him badly enough, you can figure out a way. I mean, it's, you know, he had 1 year.
But it would have, right, he would have been a hanger-on for, like, somebody that ultimately Harbaugh didn't even really want there. And then all of a sudden, then the rookies get every benefit of the doubt, whoever they draft.
Yeah.
Like, it's very easy to get pushed off to the side when the new toys are in town.
Right.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, remember yesterday when I said that, like, that Nick Caserio has, I think his answers can, most of them kind of fall into two buckets.
Yeah.
One of them is like super insightful, gives you great detail. I thought that answer, I thought that cut we played a little bit earlier where he was talking about him and D'Amico and the coaching staff and how they communicate about players. And
yeah,
we narrow it down to these four. Oh, we have these six or eight. Let's do a Zoom call with some of them. I mean, it might have been a little nerdy, like draft stuff, but I thought it was cool. I love getting to see what behind the scenes looks like. Like, that was really interesting to me. And then there's the other bucket where he basically just says, we did what's best for the team. Here was Nick Caserio when he was asked, I think Cody Davis asked this question, about tearing up the last 3 years of Stephon Diggs' contract and essentially making it a one-year prove-it deal.
The team building process, it's probably, you know, one of the most enjoyable aspects of my job because it's...
No, this is Caserio. This should be Caserio 12 here, Ben. Sorry. Yeah.
I wanted to hear about team building.
Well, so that was the one I cited that as the example of a really good answer. I just didn't...
Every situation is different. I think we evaluate it case by case. You have discussions with the representation and the player, and ultimately you make a decision that you feel was in the best interest of the team and the organization and everybody involved, and that's why we ended up where we are.
That's a little bit of Bill O'Brien there, you know. Yeah. It's in the best interest of the team. It's like
that was on me, by the way, not Ben.
Just right, but that's one of my least favorite stock responses, just because it's almost like, all right, we assume. I'd like to assume that you're doing everything in the best interest of the team. That's not in question. I never once was like Nick, why are you acting so selfishly in this regard?
Yeah.
So that doing the things in the best interest of the team, I get it. Yes, that's what hopefully, ideally, everybody is doing.
Yeah, hit that one more time. Again, this is like Nick's gone into great detail about a ton of things to this point in the press conference. He had a 6-minute monologue to open the press conference where he's talking about information the league gave him about how close games are at the end and talking about all sorts of different things. And I would say one of the more important moves of this offseason has been not just the Diggs trade, but the subsequent decision to make it a one-year deal. Like, that's a huge wrinkle in this whole thing. Here was the answer again on why.
Every situation is different. I think we evaluate it case by case. You have discussions with the representation and the player, and ultimately you make a decision that you feel was in the best interest of the team and the organization, everybody involved, and that's why we ended up where we are.
This is not shade at Nick Caserio. That was the answer I was expecting there for that, but it's just funny to me.
And your imagination can run wild with how maybe it actually went down. Right. I think there's a fair chance that, as it happens, with guys who are, whether they're divas or not, it's hard to sometimes trade for a veteran. You don't want to trade for a veteran player who really doesn't want to come to you. It gets to be a big issue. So you got to sometimes coax and massage the situation to be sure that the trade goes through and it's worth the trade. And so there's a more than fair chance that that's what happened there, that it was a little bit of a negotiation as to whether or not the deal would even go through.
Yeah.
That's where being the squeaky wheel – It pays off. I mean, it's not without its merits. It's hard to be that person if you're not wired that way. But Stephon Diggs, I don't think he has any problem being that person.
He's no problem being that way, and he happens to still be really, really good at the sport of football.
Right,
you
right.
Know? And that's those two things. Hey, do you think that Kareem Jackson is having a hard time getting signed by NFL teams? because he tweeted this out yesterday at 3:30 in the afternoon. He said, it's a damn shame Pop Warner football allowed to hit harder than the NFL. A lot of laughing, crying emojis. And then he says, any Pop Warner teams need a safety, hit my agent. Do you think Kareem has developed a reputation now to where, or do you think it's just he's an older player, you know, who's
he's twice suspended.
Yeah.
And he's 36 years old.
Yeah.
He just turned 36. Happy birthday.
Has he missed any games in his career?
Like, he's been very durable, hasn't he?
Yeah. I'm going to go look while you're talking.
So I think with Kareem Jackson, it's a combination of him being 36 years old, him being twice suspended.
Yes.
He's a league leader in that regard.
Right.
And so I think it's a combination of his age, but his age is a double whammy because I think teams will look at him and say, well, this is an old dog who is very fiercely and openly refusing to learn new tricks.
Right.
You know, like he's unapologetic about the way he plays football, despite having had two suspensions. And I think they probably look at that and say, well, it's at least right now, at this moment, it's not worth the risk. I think that if he still wants to play, and I don't think Kareem ever gets out of shape, if he still wants to play, I would be surprised if he doesn't find himself on a team somewhere this year. And it might not be until it starts to be like playoff time, maybe after the trade deadline when somebody can't get something done. But if he really wants to play, I'm guessing he's going to get a chance.
He still lives here. I mean, that is kind of like a practice squad you can keep going if you're the Texans. Like, hey, you're not on the roster, but you're a veteran who's just kind of going to the gym, staying in shape.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, when we need you, we're going to call you. Kareem Jackson has played in a total of 203 of a possible 227 games across the course of his 14-year career. 227 possible games. He's played in 203, and let's remind you that he has endured two suspensions.
So he's missed 24 games.
And a chunk of those had nothing to do with health.
I think at least six of them were suspensions.
Right.
Right?
That sounds right.
Was it a two and a four or something like that?
Yeah.
And then maybe
right.
One was a sitting at the end of the season or something.
Maybe.
Who knows? So I would say he's probably missed fewer than 16 games to injury in his career.
That's
pretty impressive.
Crazy, man. That's crazy.
I wonder, I like the idea. We should keep an incubator going around.
Yeah.
Not for eggs.
No.
But for old folks.
Old
where
players
guys,
in shape.
There's a lot of retired players who live in Houston.
Yes.
Get them all together and work out at a facility.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, you kind of have film of all of them. You can see exactly how they're running. You have to do light one-on-one pass rush drills and everything, you know, with no pads. And just, you could spit that film out to NFL front office. I'm going to put this in the Google Doc of business ideas.
Google Doc, yeah. And you know where our first scouting venture is? The J.J. Watt charity softball game.
So we
got
to get 12, Kareem there.
We've got, he's playing in that game for the olds. Yeah. He's on
we'll
the
get
old
JJ
guy
to yeah. come work out at the incubator. Too.
Yeah,
it's just hard to pin. JJ's not going to be in town very much.
No. Well, he can at least do commercials for the incubator. Hell, he talked about Island Grill this week, and they had lines out the door over there. That's, you know?
Oh, really? Was a JJ sparked?
He had a lot of people. I don't know if they had lines out the door, but they had a big rush of people coming there when JJ mentioned it.
I think with that my how I would make money off of that too, by the way, is free for the athletes to work out, but I will be filming it and getting motivational quotes and doing montages of your workout all day long.
Yep.
I'm gonna make money off of this with the podcasts and the live stream.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Big series for the Astros this week, and they got to get back on track. It's Friday, man. Let's try to feel good. Is there anything glass half full? Anything glass half full to take so far from a 6-14 start with the Astros? Believe it or not, I actually have a short list, and we will get to that coming up next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.